7. Barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد عجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. First and foremost, we would like to congratulate the Imam of the time, Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman, and the Muslim Ummah, and especially the followers of this Imam, on the birth anniversary of Imam al-Hadi, the 10th Holy Imam, the grandfather of Imam Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to visit the Imam alayhi salam and his son, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, in the holy city of Samarrah, inshaAllah, in the near future, in peace, in tranquility, in safety, inshaAllah. And we ask the Imam alayhi salam that on this being his day of birth, that he grants us an Eidi, that he grants us our request, and he answers, and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer our supplication, which is the hastening of the Imam of the time, which is the hastening of his grandson, the Imam Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahum sharif. So obviously it goes without saying that the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is a book that deals with the life of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And hopefully, inshallah, we will benefit from this book. It is from a very renowned and esteemed scholar. So hopefully, inshallah, in our next segment, we will introduce the title and the book to our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Again, congratulations to all our dear listeners, to the Imam of the time especially, and to all Muslims throughout the world on this being the day of the birth anniversary of Imam al-Hadi, the 10th Holy Imam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to visit him and his son in the city of Samarrah, inshaAllah. So the title of the book that we would like to mention and introduce to our dear listeners is titled The Life of Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salam, Study and Analysis. So this book was originally written in Arabic by the late esteemed Sheikh Baqir Sharif al-Qurayshi. And it's written Qurayshi, but it actually should be Qarashi. Anyway, so this scholar, as we've mentioned in one of our previous segments, that, you know, a scholar who obviously studied in Najaf, was very active, very politically active in Najaf against the Ba'athist regime, the regime of the Saddam Hussein and so on and so forth. And obviously after a while he was brought or fled to the Islamic Republic of Iran after the Islamic Revolution. And it was here where he spent a lot of his time writing and analyzing and so on and so forth. He has an entire series, an entire encyclopedia on the lives of all of the infallibles, alayhi salam. And alhamdulillah, all of these books have been translated into English. So we have at least something or a complete encyclopedia of the lives of, at least an historical account of the lives of all the infallibles, starting from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right up to Imam Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman. So this book, again, The Life of Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salam, Study and Analysis, by Sheikh Baqir Sharif Qarashi, here they say Qurayshi, was translated by Brother Abdullah al-Shahin and was published in the Islamic Republic of Iran in the city of Qom by Ansarian Publications. So this is the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners, and hopefully, inshallah, it will be of benefit to us all. So, inshallah, please stay tuned for our next segment, in which we'll be reading a section of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners on this, the birth of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th Holy Imam, is a book titled The Life of Imam Ali Al-Hadi alayhi salam, Study and Analysis by Sheikh Baqir Sharif Qureshi, translated by Abdullah Shahin and published by Ansarian Publications in the city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So one of the headings and one of the sections of this book, the book is a very beautiful book. It deals with the beginning of the life of the Imam, all the way to his death, mentioning some of his ahadith, some of the knowledges, some of the Imam's students, the narrators of the Imam's traditions, and so on and so forth. But one of the sections that the book mentions is about the worship of the Imam. How did the Imam worship? It is something important. Why? Because we call ourselves the followers of these individuals, of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam. What do we mean by the word Shia is that we step in their footsteps. So how they worship is how we should worship. This is important. So his worship. When you read the lives of the infallible Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, you find that the prominent aspect of their lives was their devotedness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their spending the night in worshipping, hymning, and recitation of the Quran. Abu Firas al-Hamadani, the poet, compares the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam to the Abbasids by saying, "Recitation of the Quran is heard in their houses until dawn, and in your houses, music and singing." At that age, people do not see a worshipper, devout and pious person like Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. He offered all recommended worships, the Nafila or the Sunnat. In the third rak'ah of the Nafila of Maghrib sunset, he recited the Surah of Hamd and the beginning of the Surah of Al-Hadid until the end of the sixth verse. And in the fourth rak'ah, he recited the Surah of Hamd and the Surah of Al-Hujarat, the 49th chapter. Just to point here, when the author is mentioning the third and fourth rak'ah, obviously we know that the Nawafil of Salah is in twos. After Maghrib, there are two rakats that are nawafil or recommended to recite before a person prays Isha. So this is most likely referring to the second set. Obviously a person prays the first and second rakat, finishes his salah, then starts again with the third and fourth. Because the nawafil or the salahs that are recommended, usually or majority of them are two rakats or two units, not four. So when they say third and fourth year, it should have been mentioned by the translator that what is meant is the second set of the two, not the four, because we don't have four. It's two and two. Anyway, very quickly, many supplications were transmitted from Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, which he recited in the qunut of his prayers, showing the extent of his devotedness and submissiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here are some of them. For lack of time, we will not be able to mention them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again to enable us the ability to visit the holy Imam alayhi salam, to visit his son alayhi salam, and to hasten the reappearance of his grandson, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, insha'Allah, and to make us of the supporters and the helpers of the Imam of our time, insha'Allah, by the right of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, insha'Allah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.